All right, well, I can call the meeting to order, and if Mark jumps in, I know Mark has a lot of help with the last couple days here, so if he comes in, he can participate, but we'll get the meeting going here. So I'll call this meeting to order of the subcommittee, the Coastal Generation Distribution Transmission and Storage Committee. I'm Duff Mitchell, the chair, and we'll go around and have Robert introduce himself, and then we'll put everyone else on the record of who's attending. So I'll turn it over to you, Robert. Robert, you might be on mute. Sorry.
Okay, if I didn't get my name right anyway. Good morning. Robert Downs, the Executive Director for Southeast Conference, sitting in the Business and Economic Development seat.
Great.
And then I'll just introduce the contractors, Michael Baker. My name is Michael Yaffe, for the record, also joined by Nick Barat. And then we also have Audrey Alstrom.
Hi, good morning. This is Audrey Alstrom from the Alaska Energy Authority. I'm sitting in as an observer.
Great. Well, welcome, everybody. You know, today we're to confirm strategies, basically put pencils down on things so that we can meet the objectives from AEA and from our Lieutenant Governor to get the documents out for public dissemination. So with that, we've done the roll call, so let's confirm some strategies. I don't know if you can pull up the worksheet that Mark put together the last day or so, but we broke down all of the documents. There you go. There's another one, should be market initiative. Oh, market initiatives, federal policy, Alaska policy, and then generation or hydro, which is the other strategy.
Sorry for interrupting. I do have those four. They're in our internal Michael Baker team site. I'm going to upload it. It looks like Mark last updated that 4 hours ago. But I have them open if you want me to jump to one in particular.
Yeah, let's go to the last of federal policy because that's probably one he didn't update. I think he was updating the market initiatives was one of them. So,
is this the correct one?
Yes, I think so. Go down to the action items and then, or the bullet points, and yes, I think this is the correct one. So, Robert, any questions on this one?
Sorry, get my notes. Notes here, make sure I'm matched up with the right ones.
This is the federal policy.
Not the, okay, I thought I saw the market initiatives up there, so.
Market initiatives is one of the four that'll come up here shortly.
Yeah, I think I'm good here. Let me scroll down to make sure I'm seeing the same version. I had trouble getting onto the site. It told me that it was going to email me new credentials, and I never got those, so I just printed off, but it's been coming around as attachment, so, yeah.
I think that's the most up-to-date one, the attachments. After this meeting, I'll update, make sure the site's up-to-date.
Great, thanks. Okay. I'm good here.
All right, and then let's go to the generation or the hydropower.
Name.
for the action items at the bottom of this. There we go. I'm good.
So then let's go to Alaska policy. And then when Robert's ready, we can scroll down to the action items for the bullet points.
I'm not a fan of statements like Alaska's a second world state status, but for our current condition, the first world is fine with me, but I hate to get distracting by somebody who wants to object who you're calling what.
Yeah, I put that in there because I think it's a fact. In fact, I could argue we're third world. There's third world countries that have more transmission line and more interconnection than we do. And this comes from my discussions with Senator Sullivan directly of how we're going to start playing the card in Congress that we're so far behind the rest of the states in every metric on transmission that we need some federal. So I'm just I can understand some people it's a prideful thing or we don't want to admit it, but we are.
I would just say, maybe just Michael, just highlight that when you kick it up to the big group. If nobody objects, then keep it. If somebody wants to say, we'll word it differently, then we word it differently. But
I'm just giving you the background of it. I'm fine with changing it, Robert. I'm just saying, you know, move forward from the current status to a first world is also.
I don't want
to inflame anybody, but I'm trying to lay down the cards so we get some money.
I get you.
Yeah, and one other thing, too, just like I know just studying, you know, third world nations, a lot of times is the PC term now is developed versus developing and not, you know, hearing them.
Right.
And I'm fine with that. From a developing state to a first world energy state could be fine for me.
But we don't need to get in the weeds today. I just would flag it for a discussion with the group, because that's ultimately where these things get decided.
Yeah, and what I'm also trying to do, though, Robert, is get everything finalized from our committee as it's going forward. So if developing is okay with you, we can just put a slash right here, developing, and we can get that resolved in the next day or so.
Okay.
So that we can allow Michael Baker to put all this together. What they need to do, which is for the public.
Thanks.
And then let's go down to the action items that are how we get there. So, because this one has quite a few. And then can you roll down, is there a 2.6 or we have, okay, so we have, oh, we got 2.5 in there, that's right. So what I did for your benefit, Robert, is, you know, you were, there was one about modeling metrics.
Right.
And I was trying to grapple with what metrics are we doing and why for. So I wrote establish and provide valuable energy planning and modeling metrics from state data sources where available and requested. So like one interesting one would be is any DMV electric vehicle registrations. Right now, if the city of Juneau wanted to get that or ALMP wanted to get that or city of Sitka wanted to get that, DMV charges them about $30,000, which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if that information was published or if we could have that available, that helps the city of Ketchikan or city of Sitka or Juneau or Haines or whoever plan for their modeling for, like, future electric vehicle charging stations and for utility charging stations and whatnot. So that would be useful. And then also air source heat pump installations by individual communities would be helpful. I just talked to Robert Seidman yesterday, and they're seeing a 5% load growth in Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Wrangell, and they're attributing it to air source heat pumps. How we get that data, you know, that's kind of like up to the local communities as far as building permits and whatnot. So I'm going to stop there a second because I see Audrey raising her hand. Maybe she wants to make a comment on this or something similar.
Yeah, I was just going to talk to the Coastal 2.5 about DMV EV registration data. So just so the team knows that AEA has a MOU with DMV where they send us registration data every month and year. So we've been collecting it and tracking it. We're trying to figure out how we can share that publicly, perhaps on the website. But it does, when we signed that MOU, we had to make sure that we had internal processes in place so there's no chance of potentially sharing personable identifiable information. Because when we receive the data, you do get some ownership information. And so, I'm just saying, I guess I could understand the DMV's hesitancy to share their data with a wide reach of folks. So.
Yeah, I agree with you, Audrey. And I remember getting DMV information. I'm going to go back to 2013 and 2014, and they readily shared it, but they redacted it.
Mm-hmm.
They redacted it. But hey, we need to do it process-wise so everybody's safe. We're not releasing personal data. But I guess for the purposes today, we separated and basically bifurcated that one action item, because where I was leaning was on the integrated resource planning, which was 2.1. Which is a different kind of data, which is a forecasting needs and demand and generation. And it's also an iterative process where 2.5 is more like this is metric data that I think Robert was talking about in our previous meeting. So I just...
Okay, got it. Okay.
I just kind of put those out there. So does this look all right, Robert? I was going to move on to our next one.
Yeah, go ahead. Go on.
Thanks, Michael. And then if you could move to the Alaska Marketed Initiatives. And I was really glad that Mark was reviewing this because he emailed out this morning, goes, hey, where's the BESS? Where's the battery energy storage systems? And I accidentally left it off. So it's always good to have editing and review. I'm going to go to the top just a little bit so we can see the strategy. Okay, so Alaska Market Initiatives and the purpose. Then, Robert, when you're ready, we can scroll down to the action items.
Yeah, just go to the action items, fine. I mean, is it a known statement of something like 1.1? It's going to be, you know, where appropriate, because it's, you know, if you're in a diesel generating community, heat pumps are not necessarily going to always be a net gain when you factor in the cost of the capital cost of implementation. So
I think that might go without saying that you're not going to promote it where it's not useful.
Yeah.
But even in a diesel community, if you had all electric heat, which most communities aren't going to have all electric heat unless your apartment in in one of those old diesel communities. By going to an air source heat pump, you're still cutting your electrical consumption by two-thirds because an air source heat pump is 300 has a coefficient of performance of 3, which is 300% efficient over baseboard. But I think it goes without saying you're not going to promote it where it's not economically useful.
Yeah, I mean, it really is the same thing with 1.2. Where economically viable, I mean, the cost to execute shore power at some of these facilities, where I'm hearing in Ketchikan and, you know, Juneau and other places, could be as much as, you know, building the Thayer Creek Hydro in Angoon. You know, what's really in Alaska's best interest? So I guess it depends on who's funding that. When you say 1.2, who's funding that? It's the state of Alaska. For private entities, I think that might need a little more fleshing out.
Yeah, and I think if you go to the action item, it's kind of a community flavor. So, you know, this is a title where I think in more of the coastal 1.2, when we go to the actual item, you know, that can be put in there. I will just say to defend Seward and Whittier, they're both very expensive power locations, and they've just put in dock electrification. So to me, I think that's a local economics rather than, you know, like an AEA determined economics or somebody else's economics. That's more of a local utility, local community issue.
Yeah, but we're talking about recommendations to the state of Alaska. So I'm not recommending that the state of Alaska prioritize funding private cruise ships and what private industry needs at the expense of what the public needs. So I just wonder if there's a way to balance that a little bit more.
Are you just suggesting adding where economically feasible?
I think so. There's got to be more. Right now, it's kind of the really appealing concept to electrify everything, and there's an economic impact to all of our choices. And I'm not opposed to that. In fact, I'm very much involved. We get to the next one, you know, in trying to, you know, convert our renewable energy into every aspect possible. But when we're talking about, I mean, we're struggling for the last 30 years for Angoon's hydro, and
But if I could jump in here, your same argument is that Thayer Creek economically feasible. I will argue that spending $27 million for a 0.7 megawatt, and I support the Thayer Lake projects, completely support it, 100% support. In fact, I got them their first $2 million grant from DOE that initiated the program. I would dare say if you put where economically feasible on Thayer Lake, it's probably dead on arrival, because the power that comes from, that spawns from that small hydropower plant. So I'm going to argue that I think we should leave that off and leave that up to the communities, because there may be cases where it's not economically feasible, but the community wants to do it anyways. And I really think that local determination is really best for the locals. That'd be my argument. I think that Ketchikan is moving forward with dock electrification as well. We heard that from Ward Cove. And, of course, it's got to be economically feasible when you have multiple parties, but I think that is just one component of whether or not that's going to happen or not.
If they're doing it anyway, then why do we need to make it a state priority?
Because maybe Huna wants to look at it. Maybe Skagway wants to look at it. Maybe we want to use state head tax monies for cruise ships, which underneath the federal law of why you can charge a head tax says it has to go back to servicing the vessel. And so, therefore, that would be an opportune opportunity or an appropriate legal opportunity to use those fundings, which may help a community and help the industry get to their end.
we can have more kind of conversation at the task force level. I just have a hard time just signing off saying we recommend that the state fund and execute shore power at private cruise ship docks. So we can take that up a notch. I don't oppose it going to the group.
I just wanted to point out on the action kind of sheet, there is more of a kind of definition in the title.
Yeah, and where we have the coastal, what Mark and I did, and we agreed based on our last meeting, and I think Robert and Clay both had words on this, was that there was a little bit of word salad, if I could just take liberty, that we needed to condense the action items. So one of the next steps is to take these actions and these titles and scale them down so that, you know, it's not a mouthful, but there is more description in each one of these action items.
That makes sense to me. I just wanted to highlight this in case, Robert, if there was anything in this kind of original written description that maybe should be added back, but I just wanted to raise that.
Yeah, and Robert, I'm just going to share my conversation with Robert this evening yesterday. There's the Ketchikan spilling 20,000 to 30,000 megawatt hours right now, and they would love to have shore power because that's going to lower the cost of power for everybody this winter if they could sell it. So, you know, all I'm saying is that, you know, I think that's really more of a local dynamic and a local whatever. If someone goes to Curtis and says, hey, I want to tap in $15 million a head tax money, and they have no way to deliver it, or it's not really beneficial, I think that's going to wash out in the wash, so to say. Oh, by the way, we got Curtis raising his hand. Curtis, go ahead.
No, just on this point on the shore power one, this is an active conversation. AEA did receive funding from the state, from the head tax, to look at developing shore power through Chiatch Electric here at Whittier. And the goal was to then look at it in Ketchikan, Juneau, Sitka, everywhere else. I don't remember the actual, there's a provision in some international cruise line that they're requiring to have shore power by renewables. And if they don't, then there's a penalty from the National Cruise Ship Association or something. It's from the governing body with the cruise ships, not an individual company, but the governing piece of it, that then if you don't have shore power that can be plugged in with renewables, they will bypass your community. And it's a new international standard, I guess it would be. And I would say that, you know, Ralph Samuels is familiar with it. Michael Pawlowski is familiar with it, because that was one of the drivers to kind of look at doing this in Whittier, was to kind of have this be the first thing, but it would be something that needed to be done across the state if we still wanted to have cruise ships in the communities.
So yeah, thanks, Curtis. I appreciate that. I think that's what motivates them to participate, which I appreciate. Duff basically says the same thing, but a little bit different verbiage. Does that work for you? I just put in the chat box. Change the
Well, I like your wording. I would just say plan, finance, comma, fund, and support, because there's going to. I am not going to advocate financing for Skagway so it indebts their community to pay for it in the winter. I think there has to be a funding mechanism that's outside of financing, which is paying down the equipment. So I agree with you. I just would like to say fund, because as Curtis just said, there may be other mechanisms to pool monies either federally or state-wise to help these communities.
I think financing could include grants. It could include loans. It can include any combination of the two. So I think financing encompasses both. So I think it just, it's broad, it's clear, it's all-encompassing.
Yeah, as long as that's what we mean.
Yeah. Well, I'd put that on the record. I mean, that's kind of one of the things as I was working on, you know, energy planning across the state, you know, when the community would say, our number one energy need is hiring a grant writer, try to move them, you know, beyond that. And often, I mean, very little gets fully granted or fully financed, you know, in through a loan instrument, but a blend of the two. I think that's what we put forward as our definition of financing. So financing could be grants, it could be loans, it could be a combination of the two most likely.
Okay.
And that way it falls more in line with what you were articulating earlier about it being community driven. That way the state's supporting what the community is doing. And it could be, they can show that support through grants or through financing low interest, SPAC with free money. So I think that this kind of
more help with the federal funding if there's a grant requirement.
Right, matching requirements, yeah.
Yeah, one of the discussions at Juno, as you know, and it may be diametrically opposed or it may support what other people is that there's a lot of people feeling that with all of the federal money, you know, going after a grant writer is a waste of money. You just need to add a bullet statement to your directors of public works or harbors or whatever that you shall obtain grants, and then it's a more of a motivating factor, because I think some communities have hired grant writers that have literally zero grant writing experience or success. But I don't mean to detract, but the financing, as long as the financing includes grants or assistance, I'm good with that. And we've stated that for the record.
Thanks.
All right. Any other comments on this one?
No, 1.3. I'm not sure beneficially electrified is an actual term, but I would just say electrify the Alaska Ferry fleet to lower the cost of transportation, emissions, and assist.
Beneficial electrification is a word. It is a term of art.
Yes, that's correct. Beneficial electrification is, but I know that is, I don't really care, but I think saying electrify.
Are you saying take out emissions?
No.
I'm curious. What was the red? What was the red on adding emissions?
The red didn't change, so if it was added, if it was removed, it strike through.
Perfect. Coastal 1.4, I need to work still with Clay. He has information, research, and whatever. He needs to flesh this out a little bit more, but I talked to him yesterday on the phone. He did not have time to talk, but I know from research that there is some opportunity here, and since this is a market initiative, I don't know how strong it's going to be, but I didn't want to take it off. Because there may be some opportunity that he's working on or other that may have applicability in other communities that have hydropower.
I would say my suggestion on there would be co-location of industrial loads. If you want to say such as data servers, fine, but I don't think data servers is the one and only industrial load that we want to co-locate next to hydropower facilities. I think the idea is any industrial load that's stable is helpful.
I'm good. Thanks. I mean, if someone wanted to put a new fish plant or whatever X,
yeah.
Thanks. I just had a quick question. This is Nick. With regard to these statements, which are all very good, whether it might be beneficial to add a few words to explain, you know, exactly what the synergy entails. I think what we're trying to say is that the offtake is, you know, increases, so that the cost of investment are spread over a larger amount of offtake, right? Is that correct?
I'm gonna jump in here, Nick. I am one to more thoroughly explain in my discussions with Mark and with the committee in the previous. It has been asked that we narrow this down rather than do extra, because like I was adding on these, in order to lower the cost of energy or to create economies of scale, I was adding the qualifiers like you said. So I think that is better stated in the larger action item that will be part of the appendix where someone wants to take this and they can review what exactly it means. I think your point is really well taken, though, that that helps the economies of scale and the load. But for the purpose of putting it out onto the strategy sheet, I think it's better to be short and sweet. At least that's what I agreed with Mark as he rolls up the rest of the committees.
Okay. Understood. I appreciate that. Sure.
And we're kind of working on the graphic layout of that plan, and I'm happy to share kind of drafts with that. We probably will be in a better place tomorrow. And part of that is going to be this high-level strategy sheet. And we intend to actually link, when you see Coastal 1.4, if you click this, it'll link to that fuller description in the electronic version. Having said this, I don't want to move too far away from the agenda, but since we are laying out these different kind of sections, for the four strategies we just went through, if there's any preferred images, we were going to include one image per strategy that you'd like to be included in the layout for consideration, please let us know. We're happy also just to put a placeholder image and we can swap it out later.
Great. Well, that's a good point. Well, and it may also be a cafeteria. What are some of the suggestions you have? yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
So images with that. We've talked about confirmed strategies, and these are the updates. Is there anything other? I'm sorry, Robert. I want to make sure that you're good with. So before we close this. This
strategy out. Yes. So I think I'm good.
Excellent. So moving along, the action summaries will now have these titles, and they will be updated, and they will be light edited with Mark Lucan and myself. Mark's kind of said, hey, I'll help you get this. He's already kind of put these titles of these action items, and we'll update them again onto the action worksheet that is going to be shared with the rest of the task force. So we will incorporate these changes, put it on the worksheet. If Mark feels that we need to change the action description a little bit, we'll do so. And get that, you know, like the 100 words or less, and I'm going to try to get like 25 words. And then we will put the linkage of the action items. There's a couple of them that are not completed, like this identify and support the co-location of industrial load. That's a work in progress. I think the tribal one with the other one hasn't been loaded up yet and needs some work. There's also the labor where we're going to increase the workforce. That one's a work in progress. But those will be either finished today or tonight for incorporation. We will send those to you, Robert, those updated ones, those new ones. But the other ones will just be basically light modification of the title and cleanup. If that is good, then we will have our final action summaries available for Michael Baker in this roll-up, as they need to get this ready for a public rollout. Is there any questions on that?
No, good.
And I think Michael is Mark on East. Is he in Central Time or East Coast Time? Still or is he?
Mark, you just joined.
I'm on. I had a conflict with another meeting, but I'm here now and listening.
Oh, no, but are you on East Coast time or other time? Central?
Central time.
Yeah, and so I was just going to say, you know, Mark and I have been communicating early in the morning Alaska time, which is a good time for Mark. Yeah. Hey, I noticed there's a hand up. Neek, you got a hand up, so I wanted to call on you because you might have had that up and I didn't catch that.
I think it's been up since
you kind of. I just want to make sure. So Mark, we're now where you jumped in. We're at the confirm edit final action summaries, and what I just said is we're going to just change the titles. We changed a couple of them just today with some input. So we will change those. Those will bleed over to the workforce task force spreadsheet, And then those action items that are completed will just be lightly edited and changed to these titles. And then there will be a couple, two or three that are not completed, which we will either get done today or tonight. And we will share those with Robert, but those will be correlated to whatever number from the Coastal Committee. So that's just an update of where we're at on the meeting. We've approved the strategies and confirmed them. One thing that's not on the agenda, and I want to let everybody know because I think this is a good point to put this in, is that Mark and I have gone through, and this was also based on the meeting we had with Audrey, and I think Keith Kerber was in there, and some other folks. We identified the task items of Coastal that have overlap and or address other, or applicability, I would say, with other committees. And we have identified those, and I don't have that sheet to put up, but we have, there's going to be some Coastal, how would I say, action items and strategies shared with other committees.
Mark, Mark, I know you were showing me that this morning on our catch-up call, too. It seems like that would have implications for other subcommittees, and we were thinking about ways that we could kind of present that and share that at the task force meeting.
Yep. Yes, and, maybe even if we get it to a form that we're comfortable with, we might even share it with the co-chairs initially, so they can at least have an opportunity to review it. But, it's still very drafty.
Right. And I would just say this is a two-way street. Maybe we're ahead of the curve or at the curve or behind the curve, but as there's other committee recommendations that impact the Coastal, there probably needs to be some coordination with this committee as well. I'm not trying to complicate things, but I'm just saying there's a two-way communication there. We've identified our Coastal where it should go to the incentives and subsidies or the regulations. The feedback loop.
And, Robert, I know you were talking right before when we started about the kind of the statutes and regulations subcommittee, the kind of the need for that overlap with the other kind of subcommittees and how we might present that. So that all makes sense, Duff. And, Mark, I just wanted to give you a chance to, while I was out, if there's anything you wanted to pile on, but if not, it's okay. We can move on.
No, I'm fine. And I will, if somebody could share these updated documents with me, then I can get them updated on our team's site as well so that we can incorporate those into the final draft.
Yeah. All the edits that occurred at this meeting today, Mark, I'm doing live on the team site. And I said I would also, I just need to save just so it kind of, we're in a good place. But I also said I'll post them to the SharePoint site as well.
Excellent.
And also either let me know when that happens or send me a copy of this so that when I'm going back to the action sheets that I have, I can update it with today's date and with the new title.
Okay.
That way I want to make sure we're using the exact words, like we've changed finance from fund and whatnot. I just want to make sure I capture it all correctly.
Okay.
Yep. So we've kind of already jumped into the next step, which is member assignments or contractor assignments. Curtis and Michael, what do myself and the co-chair need to do as far as continued assignments on this process? You're looking forward October 3rd and October 10th. What more are we required or should we be advised to be ready to do, or what do we need to do between today's date, completing these action items, and going forward?
Good. I think let me pause here. I'm happy to answer that, but Curtis, if you're here, I also want to defer to you.
I'm happy to hear your answer.
Okay.
Yeah. <there. laughs>
So we're, you know, I think you're ahead of the curve actually as a subcommittee, and it's going to be a lot of coordination with those actions across the subcommittees. But also, you know, as we advance this plan, what we're seeing on screen is the Word document. We're going to be translating this Word document into kind of more of a graphic layout that's almost magazine-like. So there's going to be some tactical editing. There's going to be some review of, you know, are we using the right image? You know, are we okay with the way it looks? So it's going to be some back and forth on that. Of course, with this public comment period too, we're going to be addressing comments that come in from the public. So if this, hopefully the hard work's done, it's more of a review at this stage. But having said that, I'll let Curtis also answer.
No, I think that's the path we want to go. I think what we just want to make sure, and this is something that I was talking with Michael Baker this afternoon about, is to make sure we are comfortable where all the subcommittees are, because I would agree that you guys, I think, are further down the line. A rail belt is doing well, but some of the other subcommittees, we just want to make sure in sync. So when we go to public comment, we have a document that everybody is looking at and comfortable with, understanding that during the process of public comment, there might be changes to that document at the subcommittee level before it's presented to the full committee. So it's not, you know, yes, there's a point of pencils down, but there's also a point of two is if we still need to smooth over some rough edges or look at a few things, we still have that ability to do that while we're doing public comment, because that public comment, I think, too, might also provide some guidance and might change a few things of what our task force recommendations are.
That's very helpful. And Curtis, you know, we might get a public comments where, you know, don't build any more hydropower because they release methane. I've already seen one comment, you know, as that is an argument against Watonna. So I'm just using that as an example. I'm gonna hear from you, the Lieutenant Governor, and Clay as the chairs of where and how we decipher those type of public comments, if it's, you know, or how do we flavor it when it comes back to the committees. So it's going to be, I don't know, but I would think that there would be some filtering there.
Right. What the intentions are is obviously when we will start with our public comment being taken in a meeting situation. It will probably be a Teams meeting, so task force members can call in and listen to the public testimony. So obviously when they're given by the public, but also there will be a period of time, and we'll have to limit that time just because not knowing the volume that we have, but obviously if people wish to submit something in writing, we will also take those comments and make sure they're available to all the committee members too, and we will also be transcribing and in written format have the public testimony also taken. So people can listen to it or they can read it later, either it was submitted in writing or whether we get it transcribed, or it will be transcribed and then shared with the task force members.
Great. No, that's helpful. Helpful for my situational awareness to understand that process. Yep. So I do not think we need another meeting between now and October 3rd, Michael, unless one is scheduled or one is necessary. I think the rest of the information that we have here can be done through Mark, myself, you, and Robert on emails and Clay, unless you feel that there's something additional that we need to calibrate further on.
No, I think that coordination is all that's needed, and so we can kind of cancel the meeting tomorrow, I think, is when it was scheduled, right?
Right. This meeting was kind of de facto trying to get this done so that we could get the pencils down deadline meeting your guys' needs, so we moved it from Friday to today. So I would say, yes, canceling tomorrow would be a good thing unless there's some good reason to have it. And I don't see one.
Sounds good.
So our next meeting is the task force meeting, which is October 3rd, which is
Tuesday.
Curtis, should we dial in, fly in? Is this an what's your guidance on this for Robert and myself being on the line here?
I would imagine this is one that you could call into because it's a rather short meeting also. It's not an all-day meeting.
Okay.
So we want to be respectful of the task force. You guys have put a lot of hours and time into this, but we want to be respectful of that also.
I didn't realize how many hours for your presentation last week, and I was like, oh, my gosh, no wonder I feel ragged.
Well, I don't want to put Mike on the spot, but we did ask at one time, and I think we were up to 120 hours of meetings with everybody, with all the task force and everything. I think that has definitely gone up with a couple of them. So,
yeah. When is our next in-person task force meeting?
I think we'll look at that. The one of the issues that we were running into in October is we had added a potential meeting for testimony. And then also, again, we're going to have a conversation to make sure that we have where all the task force are as far as making sure that we're all on the same timeline. Like I said, there's some subcommittees that I think are ahead of the curve, such as Coastal. There might be some that need some extra time. So we're going to try to sort that out and then figure out what is that key meeting in October to have before we actually go to voting on, or, you know, everybody sees it and we vote on the final report.
Right. Okay. Because I don't have that on my calendar, and I really want to be there for that meeting. So I'll stand by for that. Thanks.
Okay. Because we also have the week of the – hang on a second. Let me pull it up. I want to say it's the week of the 16th. I could be wrong. There's the middle week of October. We did not have a meeting that week is because we had multiple people. We had AFN and Clay was committed out of state, and we just had multiple meetings going on. So that middle and that, so I think it's the following week, but I'll confirm that with you.
All right, thanks.
I'll confirm that. We'll confirm that for the task force.
Great. No, one thing, Curtis, in your mind, and don't mean to put you on the spot because it can evolve, but let's say we have a public comment that's a crystallizing action item that maybe we missed. What is going to be the process for adding something, if at all?
Well, I think we want to have that flexibility to add something, but that addition might actually come at the full committee level as opposed to the subcommittee level, depending on what the issue is, just for the expediency of time and depending on what the issue is.
No, that's helpful. That's good for the public process to say, hey, you're not just reviewing, but there may be something that's added in. So I think that's wise public policy. I just wanted to know what the expectations of the public would be.
I think the expectations is everything will have gone through the subcommittee process, but as we're closing out the subcommittees, you know, we'll share, you know, if something comes up that's particular to Coastal, we're going to make sure the subcommittee is aware of it. And if they wish to discuss it and have a meeting on it, they can. But depending on the issue, maybe it might be easier. And if everybody concurs, we'll just take it up at the full committee level.
Okay.
I don't imagine there'll be that many instances, but I don't know until we have a public comment.
Yeah. It's like Patton always said, all plans work until bullets fly.
Exactly.
And I think Michael Baker's done a really good job, and I think we got a really good set of recommendations going forward, but we'll see through the public process of if we need to recalibrate or if there is any calibration needs to be done. So, yeah. I do not have anything further. I'll just go around. You came in late, Mark, and I know you were helping while Michael was out of town on the last minute editing or anything. Did you want to add anything for myself or Robert that we need to go through, or any information to help you? I know you're trying to put all this together. I just wanted to give you an opportunity because you came in late.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. Just real quick, I think what you did today, you know, during this meeting was really what I was looking for, is just kind of to finish that up, and then we'll be able to update your documents and have those updates reflected in the report as well as on the task force worksheet. So thank you for doing that.
You bet. Well, before I close out and close the meeting, Robert, I'm going to turn it over to you as our co-chair here, and I know you're busy with another committee, so I hope things are going well for you there too, but I want to give you the opportunity to address anything that you think needs to be covered.
No, I think we've probably get an award, and I'm just going to be there for the photo finish because you're the one that drug all of this forward. So the formatting of the subcommittee structure on the reports, a lot of value added there, Duff, so thank you for that. And I think, Michael, I sent you just some minor thoughts so that it come in to me on the other committee. So we'll stand by for the compilation that comes forward from the other subcommittees. But it's been quite the process, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this gets adopted at the task force level, transmitted to the governor. But as far as I'm concerned, this is the start. Well, probably the second base. We were already on first base, so there's been a good body of work that's been done. But this certainly advances the cause, the response to the governor's charge. But there's much more work to be done, and I hope that we can see the momentum continue going forward. So anyway, thanks.
Appreciate it. Well, if there isn't anything further of any other comments, anyone else first, you want to say anything?
No, I'm good to go. I appreciate everybody's hard work.
All right, guys. Well, I will turn you back 7 minutes of your day. We're still efficient. I'll see you guys next time. Cheers.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye now.